In today's hyper-connected world, finding the best time to begin a digital detox can significantly enhance your lifestyle and family connections. Whether it's for mental well-being or to strengthen family bonds, a digital detox can be a powerful tool. This article delves into the ideal periods and approaches for initiating a digital detox, offering practical advice, concrete examples, and best practices to help you embark on this liberating journey. Understanding the need for a digital detox. Digital detox refers to a period during which an individual refrains from using digital devices such as smartphones, computers, and social media platforms. This break helps reduce stress and focus on real-life social interactions without the distractions of digital media. The need for a digital detox arises when technology starts to interfere with daily life, affecting mental health, sleep patterns, and personal relationships. Optimal times to start a digital detox. 1. During a vacation or weekend. One of the most opportune times to begin a digital detox is during a vacation or a long weekend. Vacations naturally provide a break from work-related digital obligations, making it easier to disconnect. The change of environment can also make it easier to focus on real-world interactions and experiences. 2. At the start of a new year. The beginning of a new year often brings resolutions and a desire for change. It's an ideal time for a digital detox as it aligns with personal goals for improved lifestyle and family connections. Starting the year with a clear mind can set a positive tone for the months ahead. 3. When experiencing burnout, digital burnout is real and can manifest as anxiety, fatigue, or a feeling of being overwhelmed. Recognizing the signs of burnout and choosing to detox can help rejuvenate both mind and body. This period can be used to reset and establish healthier digital habits. 4. Before major life events, whether it's a wedding, the birth of a child, or moving to a new city, major life events offer a natural break from routine. These moments are perfect for a digital detox, allowing one to be fully present and engaged with the significant changes. Concrete examples and use cases: family reconnection. A family decided to go on a camping trip without their devices. They reported stronger bonds and more meaningful conversations as they spent time hiking, cooking, and storytelling by the campfire. Personal retreat. An individual experiencing work-related stress took a week off for a digital detox retreat. They engaged in yoga, meditation, and nature walks, returning to work feeling more focused and productive. Couples weekend. A couple chose to spend a weekend at a cabin without phones or tablets. They reconnected by cooking together, playing board games, and enjoying uninterrupted conversations. Key points and best practices: set clear goals, determine what you aim to achieve with a digital detox. It could be improved mental health, better sleep, or enhanced family relationships. Communicate intentions, inform family, friends, and colleagues about your digital detox plans to manage expectations and reduce work-related stress. Gradual reduction: start by reducing screen time gradually, such as setting specific hours for checking emails or social media. Find alternatives, engage in activities that don't require screens, like reading, gardening, or exploring hobbies. Use technology to aid detox. Apps that monitor screen time can help you track usage and set limits, making it easier to stick to your detox plan. FAQ 1. What is a digital detox, and why should I consider it? A digital detox involves taking a break from digital devices to focus on real-life interactions and activities. It's beneficial for reducing stress, improving mental health, and enhancing personal relationships. 2. How long should a digital detox last? The duration of a digital detox varies based on personal needs and goals. It can range from a few hours each day to a full weekend or extended period, depending on what you aim to achieve. 3. Will a digital detox affect my work or social life? While a digital detox might initially feel disruptive, it's essential to communicate your plans to those affected. Planning ahead and setting boundaries can minimize negative impacts on work and social life. 4. Can families benefit collectively from a digital detox? Yes, families can benefit greatly from a collective digital detox. It provides an opportunity to reconnect, engage in shared activities, and strengthen family bonds without digital distractions. 5. What if I relapse during my digital detox? Relapsing is normal, especially in a world dependent on digital connectivity. If it happens, don't be discouraged. Use it as a learning experience to adjust and strengthen your detox plan. Conclusion: the best time to begin a digital detox is when you feel technology is taking over your life, affecting your lifestyle and family connections. By choosing an ideal period, such as a vacation or the start of a new year, and following best practices, you can successfully disconnect and reap the benefits of a digital detox. Remember, the goal is not just to disconnect temporarily but to foster healthier digital habits for long-term well-being. For further reading on digital detox benefits, you may find this article insightful.